Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning is from our first reading from Revelation chapter 7, where St. John writes, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our living Lord and Savior, so what are you going to be doing tomorrow? Maybe you have to get back to work, punch in the time clock. Maybe you're going to be working on that honey-do list that your wife has for you. Or maybe, like me, you're going to be hitting the road and driving your parents down to Florida. You know, the strange thing about the ministry is you really never know what you're going to be doing the next day. I have found that when I've got my day totally planned out, minute by minute, with no extra time to spare, that it's that day that God throws a monkey wrench in everything with a phone call that I get bright and early in the morning that changes my whole day. It's like God says, "Yeah, you know what? I know you've got confirmation on Monday morning, and I know you've got some papers to grade after that, and I know you've got a shut-in visit scheduled for the afternoon and adult confirmation later that night, but I've got a different plan for you. You're going to spend the day in a hospital with a member of your church that's in critical condition and needs you to be there by their side." Yeah, that's what God does. That's what makes the ministry awesome sometimes, because you just don't know what you're going to be doing from day to day, because God sometimes throws in that monkey wrench into the equation. So if you don't know what you're going to be doing tomorrow, how can you be certain of what you're going to be doing after you die for all eternity? Well, my friends, that's where our first reading for this week comes into play. God, in the book of Revelation, gives us a glimpse into heaven. And actually, our text for today from John chapter 7 is the second glimpse into heaven in that book. The first glimpse we get comes in Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5, where we see God sitting on the throne. And then surrounding God's throne are 24 other thrones for the 24 elders. And those 24 elders are clothed in white garments, and they've got golden crowns on their head. And with those 24 elders are four living creatures, each with six wings. Those living creatures are actually angels who are singing to God day and night. What we don't see in Revelation 4 and chapter 5 is this massive crowd of people in white robes. They're not there in chapters 4 and 5, but they are in chapter 7. And so that's why John is a little bit curious about, okay, I'm seeing this same vision again. Where did this multitude come from? And so chapter 7 really is focused on this massive multitude that no one could number. They are from every tribe and nation and language and people, and they are standing before the throne who is, and the Lamb who is Jesus. That multitude is us after Judgment Day. God is giving us a glimpse of where we will be after Judgment Day. We are going to be standing before his throne wearing those white robes that have been washed in the white in the blood of the Lamb. These robes symbolize our perfection, our holiness. That holiness doesn't come from us. That holiness comes only from the blood of the Lamb. Jesus had to die to take away our sin, and he took upon himself our sin, and it was punished on the cross. St. Paul puts it this way in 2 Corinthians. He says, "For our sake, he, God, made him, Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So Jesus actually became sin for us on the cross, so that our sin could be forgiven, and so that we could have eternal life. So there we are, wearing those white robes of righteousness. What else are we doing? Well, if you look at the text, you'll see that we're holding palm branches. Why are we holding palm branches? What do those palm branches represent? Someone in Bible class on Wednesday said that the palm branches, we were holding them so we could wave them and cool ourselves down. But if you look later in the text, it says that the sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. So that can't be the reason. It's going to be a beautiful 72 degrees in heaven. So that's not right. No, the palm branches were a symbol of victory. Often palm branches were displayed when kings came back victorious after a war. They were welcomed. And most famously, we see those palm branches waved when? At Palm Sunday, as Jesus marches into Jerusalem victorious. And so the fact that we're holding palm branches symbolizes again that Jesus has won the victory and that he has given that victory to us. So we stand in heaven before God's victorious throne, victorious over sin, death, and the devil. Jesus died for us, and we get the victory. And all together we cry out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Okay? Salvation doesn't belong to us. Salvation belongs to God and to Jesus, who went into the world to die as a sacrificial lamb on the cross. But again, God gives that salvation to us, but it really belongs to him. Have you ever stayed up late at night wondering what we're going to be doing in heaven? I mean, we're going to be there for all eternity. What are we going to be doing in heaven for all eternity? Well, we've got the answer in verse 15 of our text for today. It says, "Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence." So we're going to be serving our God day and night in his temple. Is that all we're going to be doing? I mean, sometimes I've got a hard time spending an hour in church on Sunday morning, you know, once a week. And you're telling me I'm going to be in God's temple 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when I'm in heaven? I don't know about that. Well, you see, the word for serve in Greek there is a verb that is often associated with worship and religious service. Actually, that word is where we get our word for liturgy. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be kneeling before God in worship 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I think it means more along the lines that if I'm up in heaven and I'm in that wonderful mansion that Jesus has made for me, and I am cooking a meal for my family, that act of cooking that meal for my family, I will actually be doing in worship and service to God. And if Pastor Heinert is correct, and there is a golf course up in heaven, and I'm out golfing with my friends up in heaven, I am golfing in worship and service to my God. So I think that no matter what we do in heaven, whether we're making a meal or playing golf or doing something else, working on that to-do list that our wife gives us, except we're not going to be married in heaven, that whatever we're doing in heaven, we are going to be doing it in worship and service to our God. Because unlike here on earth, when we are in heaven, God is going to be the center of everything that we do. So while none of us knows for sure what we're going to be doing tomorrow, we might just get that phone call that totally derails our day, or we may be the ones who end up in the hospital wondering how we got there. Or maybe when we get to work tomorrow morning, our boss is going to meet us at the door and hand us that pink slip and send us on our way home. We just can't be sure. However, we can be very sure of what we're going to be doing in heaven. We will be wearing our white robes of righteousness that we got from Jesus. We're going to be waving our palm branches of victory won by Jesus and given to us. And we're going to be serving and worshiping our God in everything that we do, even in enjoying that heavenly banquet that God is preparing for us, and worshiping and praising God while he's sitting on his throne. All that we do in heaven will be in worship and service to our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the peace of